wrong because it's my company and I can hire whoever I want. I'm not discriminating because of race, because he's a Mexican. I'm discriminating because it goes against what the Bible says. And it's put together with my money. I have a right not to hire that person. But if it's a government thing, and if it's a state thing, and if it's paid for by taxpayers' money, and if I'm taking any taxpaying dollars from my Viva La Mexico restaurant,
right,
I got to hire the gay person. That's why if you a church and you taking government money in your church, you got to hire the gay people working in office and everything else, and you can't say nothing because they paying you. All right. So this says the president would sponsored legislation in the Illinois State Senate that would ban employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Well, of course he would. But if it was my company, we going to court because I'm going to, hey, and if the court and if the Supreme Court would say you are not allowed to run your company the way you want to run it with the kind of people, that would be like having a drug dealer come in there. You know the guy's selling drugs.
Yeah.
You know he's selling drugs. You know he's going to invite his drug dealing partners to come into your restaurant while he's selling the Mexican food.
Right.
Now, Obama going to say, well, I know he's selling drugs, and his clientele is coming there, but they got a right to eat Viva La Mexico food in Mexico restaurant number one. Not if it's my restaurant. I don't want no drug dealers making drug deals in my restaurant. This is a family place.
Well, keeping with the mentality, you have to make things even for everybody. You got to make room for the drug dealer. Make things even.
That's where he's going to run into problems in the Supreme Court.
He's going to want, he wants to even everything out.
No, he can do it in the government, but he can't do it. No, he can't do it when it's mine. Now, what he has to do is the laws have to change to take it away that it's not, that it's no longer mine. People, that's the way you handle that. And so, you know, you may disagree with me on that, but you know what? Guess who's not concerned about you disagreeing with me? What else? He supports full civil unions and federal rights for LGBT couples. President Obama supports full civil unions that give same-sex couples legal rights and privileges equal to those of married couples. Now, how should you, as a Christian, respond to this? I don't know. How do I respond to it? What am I concerned? I'm single. I'm single. I'm not married. It's not interfering with me. But look what he's doing. He supports full civil. Somebody want to get together and live with each other as husband and wife to wife. Is it affecting me and my Christianity? Well, it is if they teach my children in school. Well, why don't you teach your children at home before you send them to school? And so that they will know what a real marriage is. Are you with your wife or your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Are you together? Are you living the godly life in front of your babies? Would your babies go to school and get confused because Mamacito's at home and she ain't got no man with her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when they go to school and the teacher got her girlfriend, which is her wifey and husbandy or whatever they call it, why would your child become confused? Maybe the child is getting confused because you haven't lived the Christian life out. See, you're trying to fight for a lifestyle that's untenable, and a homosexual is at least living with each other in peace. And how's your Christian home? And don't talk to me because I know how the Christian home is. The divorce rate in our thing is higher in many cases than in the sinful rate. But yet and still, here we are looking over the fence at what our neighbor's doing, and we messed up. And so if the president is for the legal rights and the privileges equal to those of married couples, how is the married couple living in this world today. Here's something else. Obama also believes that we need to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enact legislation that would ensure that the 1,100 plus federal legal rights benefits currently provided on the basis of marital status be extended to same-sex couples in civil unions and other legally recognized unions. All right, so what? Does that affect? Is it going to take away, Mark Ramsey, your right as a Christian? No. You see, that's what I'm saying.
I heard a lawyer say that he posed that question to his radio audience. He says, does it keep you from going out and buying bread and milk? He goes, no. Does it keep you from buying a car?
Thank you, man.
Does it keep you from watching your favorite TV show? Does it keep you from buying a house? He was baiting the audience. Come on, say something.
Yes.
Does it keep you from going to get a haircut? No, it doesn't. So leave him alone.
What are you spending half of your life looking at a LGBW or whatever? What? Who cares?
And after the vote was passed, he said, did anybody's arm fall off because they passed it? Did anybody get sick because? Was anybody not able to drive to the store?
It is because these Christians have this idea that they think that they are defending God. God needs no defense. You are living in a secular society.
That kind of thing, it puts pressure on the believer who is not living the standard and not able to deal with a certain part of reality. Because when you read the scriptures and there are certain things that happen, you have to react the correct way. But to have it living next to you or working in the cubicle next to you and how you react, then that changes certain people. Then they can't handle that because it's too close to them. They actually have to talk with the person. It's a very nice person they talk to, but they just live a certain kind of life and they can't handle that.
Yes. You know, it goes on in this portion for supporting of full civil unions and federal rights. It goes on and says that these rights and benefits include, listen to this, the right to assist a loved one in times of an emergency. Now, in this country, we would want any citizen to get that. Also, the right of equal health insurance and other employment benefits and property rights. You would want that of a Muslim that wasn't a Christian, wouldn't you? You would want that of an atheist who doesn't even believe in God, but is a citizen of this country, wouldn't you? You would want that of a person that disagrees with paying taxes, wouldn't you? You see what I'm talking about? The issue is, Christians, why are we making a fuss. God never called you to do that. He said to let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify God who is in heaven. He did not tell you to try to shut down the gay and lesbian health center. He didn't tell you to march around an abortion clinic to try to stop a heathen who knows not God from sinning against their creator and their own body. Now, it's a good thing for you to try to have a conversation with them to explain to them what they're doing, but to march around their clinic and to boo them and to have these disruptive signs and talking about these people, don't tell me that God told you to do that. God didn't tell you to do that. You look like a nitwit out there. That is not the cause. And see, and this is this. See, the election has taken place and the transition of office has taken place. Wait a minute. I get back to Dobermeier's article. I just want to continue to do this. Whatever. What else that is does Obama oppose? He opposes a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. President Obama voted against the federal marriage amendment in 2006, which would have defined a marriage as between a man and a woman and prevented judicial extension of marriage-like rights to same-sex or unmarried couples. All right, now this is against my Christian beliefs, but Obama's not a Christian. Now, you may say, but he says that he's not. Well, how did he become president? Your neighbors voted for him. And I'm glad that didn't nobody claim no Chads was broken in this. No, the majority. Hey, man, the nation wants him. Give them what they want. Look at this one. What else did he do? He repeals the don't ask, don't tell. President Obama agrees with the former chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, John Shakalaskly, whatever his name is, Shakalaskly, and other military experts that we need to repeal the don't ask, don't tell policy. I guess that if you're gay, you can't ask a man or a woman if they're gay, and you can't make them tell if they are. Because when I went into the Army, they would ask you, are you a practicing homosexual? And if you said yes, they wouldn't let you in the Army. Well, now they, and that's obvious because that kind of messes up morale. I would say now that if you are telling, you better not try to make an advance towards another straight man in there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they probably beat you into a poltergeist unit or something. So the key test for military service should be, this is what Obama says, the key test of military service should be patriotism, a sense of duty, and a willingness to serve. Yeah, but my thing is, how can you serve when you get in the shower and you know another man is looking you up and down? But then Obama goes on and says discrimination should be prohibited. The U.S. government has spent millions of dollars replacing troops kicked out of the military because of their sexual orientation. Additionally, more than 300 language experts have been fired under this policy, including more than 50 who are fluent in Arabic. Okay. But they say, like, after our country was attacked, well, if you won't affirm the Constitution and be a patriot, and you talking to your, now that's a tough one. Remember they had that Muslim soldier right after the war started, the black soldier that went in the tent.
Right.
And shooting the soldiers.
Yes.
Now, so Obama would repeal that, and he would say that that's wrong. Well, the president is wrong. If you do not put your hand on that flag and say, hey, and once they find out that you got these crazy ideas, the military should keep a right to get rid of you. I don't think that he's going to do that, though. But the president will work with military leaders to repeal the current policy and ensure that it helps accomplish our national defense goals. Well, if you do that, you destroyed the national defense. So there's one part of this article that I strongly disagree with. No, you can't have that in the military. And I don't know why, if a guy would be found out that he was gay and found out that the people in the military didn't want him marked because he was gay, why would the guy still want to remain in there?
It's one of those crazy things where a person wants to either, they have an agenda, a personal agenda, or some big overall agenda that they need to stand up and be the pioneer for something.
Well, this is what I'd say. If it's don't ask, don't tell, man, keep your mouth shut. Hey, don't come in here telling me you gay. Just come in here being a soldier. But now, if I see two soldiers out on the front line, they're supposed to be guarding the perimeter, and they're out there making out in the dirt.
Yeah.
Man, that dehumanizes the troops. Oh, this is stupid, man. We got to keep on talking.
In the face of somebody trying to justify themselves or demand that they are accepted, now that's wrong.
Yeah. Expanding adoption rights. President Obama believes that we must ensure adoption rights for all couples and individuals, regardless of their sexual orientation. He thinks that a child will benefit from a healthy and loving home, whether the parents are gay or not. Okay, I guess the guy sent me this because he wants to hear my thing on that. I feel sorry for the child that's raised by two daddies, and the child sees the two daddies in bed making out. Now, I rest my case. I feel sorry for the boy. I know of two male homosexual men that's raising a teenage boy. And the last time I spoke with the male homosexual man, because he's a professional like myself, he said our son is having a tremendous difficulty. And I looked at him and just said,
how did the kid explain that to themselves? Well, they see mommy and another lady.
Yeah.
Or they see dad and some dude on.
Yeah. How?
Incredible.
How?
That people would be so into themselves that they have to bring some kid into their life and force this idea of family. Just to force it.
When in reality, that's a good point, Mark, when in reality, the whole situation that they're doing this is to justify their own debauchery. See, we're now that is debauch. You're ruining the child. I would say if you want to do that, go ahead and do that. But now what you're going to do is you're going to try to adopt a human being that did not have the fortunate obligation of a two parents, a father and a mother, to raise it normally. Now you're going to get it and give it toys and give it cookies and give it oatmeal and change its diaper. And God only knows what you're doing while you're changing the diapers, because you got to try to make the child what you are. That's what a parent does.
Right.
They make the child what they are. And I have never seen a gay or homosexual couple say that we want to raise our child and we would hope that he would come out and detest what we are. That would be impossible for them to say that. Right. And say, what if your child grows up and he detests that his daddy and daddy is gay? That daddy and daddy would fight and do everything to stop that child from detesting their abomination. And therefore, the child would have to be ruined in his brain.
They have to be.
But your president is affirming that, but that's what you all put in that office.
And that one argument that always comes out, well, right, it would be, you know, they put the whole love thing out and, you know, even opposite sex, you know, why bring them into a, you know, a difficult, you know, when it's a mom and a dad. And then they still try to justify the whole love covers everything when you're bringing a child into something that's already crooked. You know, it's already contorted in the wrong way. So how can you raise up a child correctly when the life that it's in is twisted and contorted?
It's...
And then you try to sprinkle love all over it.
I have a difficult time enough. I have a difficult time enough explaining to grown African American males that I love them, that I care about them, and I see the reaction of even when you tell them that they can't deal with that. Now look at a child.
Right.
When they see something, how is a child supposed to respond to this? The whole thing is twisted. This is nothing but satanic. And if there's anybody out there that thinks that you're a homosexual couple, and see, because I would argue what people in my own family would say, John, you're just not loving. I said, I am loving towards people. But love ain't got nothing to do with this. We're talking about distortion. It is distorted. Do you expect two lesbian women raising a little girl to raise their little girl straight, that little girl would come up and want to be with the man and to have a healthy normative relationship with the man? The answer is no, because most lesbian women detest men and don't want to have anything to do with them. That would be like me telling men don't have anything to do with marrying a woman. Now, I would tell people, I don't want to remarry nobody, no woman, no man, or nothing. But you can marry who and whatever you want. But to bring a child in the midst of that and to ruin that child and then to say it's love, that is the worst thing that you can do. If you really love the child, you would not adopt it. And you and your lover would live out your life.
Get a dog.
Get a dog.
Just get you some dogs.
Yeah, because see, the dog ain't here.
The dog don't care.
And the dog don't care. And you can funnel him, cuddle him, do everything.
Just get a dog. If you have to have somebody to take care of, get a dog.
Yeah, get a dog. Take care of a bird, a turtle, a frog, a snail,
something. But another human being.
But another human being, man.
Twisting and having them have to deal with, calculate, and try to... What is my life? And you go. Then the kid has to go to school and hear these lessons that teach opposite sex. And then you go home, and then it's the same. And yeah. I can't imagine what that's like.
Your president, Obama, also promotes AIDS prevention. Well, thus far, I don't see nothing wrong with that. But let's see what he says. In the first year of his presidency, President Obama will develop and began to implement a comprehensive national HIV/AIDS strategy that includes all federal agencies. This strategy will be designed to reduce HIV infections, increase access to care, and reduce HIV-related health disparities. The president, well, now thus far, I don't see anything wrong with that because you can get AIDS through various ways. You just don't get AIDS through having sex with another person. The president will support common sense approaches, including age-appropriate sex education that includes information about contraception. In other words, telling people y'all need to use some rubbers. But they're heathens, and this is what you expect out of a heathen, talking to a heathen. He is no Christian, so what you expect him to do?
I'm not going to use that anyway. And,
I mean, just like, you know, when the preachers here in the black churches was giving their parishioners rubbers. It was rubber day. Cecil Chip Murray, Ken Almer's church, all of them giving out rubbers. What else is new? And so the president will support this common sense approach. Same-sex education, contraception, combating infection within our prison population through education and contraception. Well, you talk to a prison guard, the men are having sex with men, just like they're having sex with women. What you giving them education for? They just doing this. They just getting their jollies off in the prison with each other, coming out, teaching your sons how to do it. That's why their pants is hanging off their behinds. But that's all right. Does the president know that too? What is hip-hop culture self? That's all right. Watch this. Combating infection, prison population through education and contraception and distributing rubbers or contraceptives through the public health system. The president also supports lifting the federal ban on needle exchange. I didn't know he did that. I ain't sticking myself anyhow. It says, which could dramatically reduce rates of infection amongst drug users. President Obama has also been willing to confront the stigma too often tied to homophobia that continues to surround HIV and AIDS. Well, he can't get rid of that because the main people that spread in that mess are the homosexuals. And trust me, they are out there doing it and they're going to do it until... they can't do it. And then President Obama wants to empower women to prevent HIV and AIDS. In the United States, the percentage of women diagnosed with AIDS has quadrupled over the past 20 years. Today, women account for more than one quarter of all new HIV and AIDS diagnoses. And this article didn't have it in here, but about 70 to 80% of those are black women. Black women are the leading carriers of the virus and spreading the virus to other women and other men. Mm-hmm. That's why the Washington Mall look... well, let me leave that one alone, lest somebody attacks me. President Obama introduced the Microbicide Development Act, which will accelerate the development of products that empower women in the battle against AIDS? Well, what they ought to do is just tell them to, you know what, stop it. That's all he needs to do is say, y'all need to stop being dirty. What are you sleeping with these men for? Not these women.
Because I love him.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, I want to thank the person for sending me that article, because they sent it just with, for my information, and it was some good information. 56 minutes after the hour. We've almost been talking an hour here, and I want to get into Coach's letter, and then we're going to end this up. As you know, as a black apologist, I have to address these issues, and I'm glad that Coach, as a white guy, addressed this issue. He says, the history of black Americans is one of a deep abiding faith and perseverance through generations of oppression. Christianity was a power that sustained them in the midst of persecution. And Coach is right thus far. I'm loving the article. But the Christianity practiced today by blacks is not the same faith that their predecessors passed on to them. Coach is right again. Just as white evangelicalism has been overrun with money hustlers, black Christianity is the birthing ground of racial prejudice and governmental dependence impregnated by those who profit from fermenting racial hatred. He's right again. Take it from this black man. The race hustler's cry for racism will ring hollow when the most powerful position in the world is occupied by a black man. We've come a long way, baby. That's the way Coach puts it. He says, I know I run the risk of even touching this subject, but millions of Americans agree with me. They just don't have the courage to say so. Coach, I'm in agreement with you, my brother. Our culture of offense has locked us in a politically correct thought box where only approved truths are allowed to be uttered. That's why when you hear Pastor John talk about an issue, I'm not trying to seek the approval of nobody. All right. Past the Salt Ministries does not deal with the work, read it right, John. Past the Salt Ministries, Coach writes, does a great deal of work with those on the streets. We feed the homeless, work with those that are incarcerated, fight against the low-functioning educational systems, and defend the unborn at an abortion clinic. Each of these activities cater to a large number of black Americans. Coach says that I can proudly say that we do more for black folks than most black charities ever do for white folks. Coach, you're right. I never heard of a black charity doing nothing for white people.
Right.
Then Coach says that we happen to believe that the plight of the black underclass is the responsibility of the church. Most black churches think it's the responsibility of the government. Coach is right again. Then he says, sorry, folks, that racist label won't stick on me. You can throw it around all you want. But as my friend Tom loves to say, that dog won't hunt. Oh, I like that. I like Coach's style. He says, 12 of my buddies and I went to Washington to preach the gospel, Coach says. We weren't invited to any of the inaugural balls.